Now the same prayer is continued in the next one, where the process of this vision is further described in detail. In a few words, Bhushan, Bhushan means O son again, Eka Rishi, you are one Rishi, great Rishi, Yama, the controller, Surya, O son, Prajapati, the master of the world, Vyuha, Rashmin, Samuha, these are the two important words. Rashmin means the rays of light. Rashmin, Vyuha, Samuha. Vyuha is marshal thy rays. Samuha means draw together. Behind every idea that we have, there is a ray of light which can be traced to the Supreme Light. No idea in our mind can really subsist if it has not its connection with the Supreme Ray of Light. But in our consciousness it has become scattered. Our mind is scattered. That is the quality of our mind, to be scattered. Therefore, we are jumping all the time from one point to the other. So, if you can draw your mind or any idea of your mind, marshal it to its own highest point, and similarly you do with regard to every idea, then you draw them together, then you get the totality of the vision. Samuha is totality. Marshal thy rays and then unite all the rays. Then it says that if you reach that point where all the rays of light are united, then of course our limited mind ceases to be limited now anymore. Because then instead of this kind of scattered rain, there is simply the sunlight. Tejaha yatte rupam kalyanatamam tatte pashyami. Then I can perceive, pashyami, then I will be able to see tat, that, te means yours, kalyanatamam rupam. I will be able to see your most blessed form. Tejaha yat, it is luster. That highest form of your being is that luster, which is integral consciousness, integrated development of consciousness. And when I reach that point, then what happens? Yaha asau asau purushaha, saha aham asmi, soham asmi. Then I reach that realization in which I, the Jivatman, I find myself one with that reality, that Purusha, that Atman, that Ishvara, Atman, Purusha, Ishvara, Jivatman, the internal relationship of all of them, and all as oneness, that I realize. And that is the highest state of realization that is described. And once this is given, once this realization is obtained, then even if the body falls, it does not matter, because now your consciousness is absolutely united. There is no need of any birth, death, anything at all. If you want to take birth, you will take birth and enjoy birth, and you will be immortal even while born. There will be no difficulty at all. Then,